Thursday morning, time to get our Yelp on with the 7:30 blurb. Michael from Yelp.com here. Howdy.
Good morning, Dave.
What are we talking about? I have no idea.
Well, I'm on a seafood diet. I don't know about you.
Oh, you seafood and you eat it?
Yeah, that's right. Or actually just things from the sea.
Oh, okay. We're actually talking about seafood.
That's right, because October is National Seafood Month.
I had no idea.
It is. Get ready, celebrate, plan your route. I've got 5 stops, maybe 6, that will get you on your road to seafood happiness.
Let's talk about it.
Here's a few pearls of wisdom.
Okay.
Get it?
Pearls.
Yeah.
Oysters. Yeah, oysters. Yeah, oysters.
Starting off with a gigantic plate of oysters at Rapscallion Seafood House, classic Reno restaurant.
Totally.
I feel like I'm walking on board of an old ship when I go in there.
Rapscallion?
Yeah, the Rapscallion.
Yeah, no, it is like a pirate ship.
But yeah, oysters galore. Another really sweet place to get oysters. One of my favorites is actually right up the road from the station here, Crawfish Asian Cuisine.
I've not had that.
Oh my. You need to get in there. First of all, they have a $5 lunch happy hour.
Good start.
Yes. It includes a delicious salmon carpaccio with like a truffled soy sauce.
Whoa.
$5.
Wow.
They've got these Vietnamese spring rolls. It's in a full menu, though. They do the boil and bag spicy crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
Fantabulous food.
Good stuff.
Yeah. For dinner or lunch.
Now, where is this place again? I'm going.
In the Costco Shopping Center.
Okay.
Right on Plum.
Okay.
$3.95. Yeah. Crawfish Asian Cuisine. It's as you pull in on the left. Fantastic Chinese food.
I'll have to check that out.
And they do these... I forgot oysters, what we were talking about. Yeah. Steamed oysters. They're huge with like a ginger and chili broth.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
I'm going there today.
Taking a trip up to Truckee to check out Morgan's Lobster Shack, where they do classic New England style lobster rolls.
Okay.
That's pronounced lobster.
Lobster.
Yeah. They fly in the seafood daily. And the cool thing about Morgan's, not only are they in Truckee, but they're opening a location here in Reno on South Virginia Street in the old Heritage Bank building right near the Stremel Gallery.
Okay.
I think it could not be a complete list without going to some of the seafood houses within our fabulous casinos here in Reno.
Yeah.
And mentioning the pan roast at John's Oyster Bar.
Totally.
How could we not?
Yeah.
And also the great food. They also have a fantastic pan roast there, but Yelper Vanessa M is talking about the amazing shrimp cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Huge shrimp.
Huge
monster.
Shrimp. Pearl Oyster Bar inside the Silver Legacy. They have an amazing shrimp Louis salad. I've had it before. It's huge. These little baby bay shrimp. Fantastic, succulent, sweet. Awesome stuff. But really the hidden gem of Reno for all you home cooks out there that
let me know.
Sierra Gold Seafood.
Really?
Yes. This is the place that all of the greatest restaurants in our city buy their seafood from.
I did not know that.
And they have a retail market.
Really?
Yes. They're located at 1335 Gregg Street, and it's sort of in an industrial area of Sparks, but you could get anything you want there. If you have a special request, they can order it for you. But their fishmongers know what they're talking about. You can get live oysters, clams, any kind of shellfish, gigantic shrimp up to U10, which is, that means there's 10 of them to the pound.
Right.
They're huge.
Monsters.
Fresh tuna loin. I mean, you name it, they've got it, and it's available in retail pack.
That's so weird that it's like there and here in Reno. That's crazy.
Yeah, they fly it in fresh daily from all over the world. This stuff is awesome. So wow. Sierra Gold Seafood, make sure and check them out. This week, though, it's still Reno Bites all the way through October 16th, and there's a whole lot of fun happening. This Saturday is the Chef Showdown at Sis's Appliances over off of like South Meadows area.
By that facing, Winco.
Yeah, facing 395. We've got some really talented chefs that will be working with a mystery ingredient provided by Sierra Meat and Seafood, and it's a free event. You get to go in and watch them in all those amazing demo kitchens at Sizz's.
It's pretty spectacular.
And right after that event, Chef Ben Dykin is actually doing a dinner paying homage to Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
I don't know if I want to, but what?
Yeah, that's right. This is the Hannibal dinner and a show. If you're not, if you haven't heard, we've
gotcha.
Talked about it here.
Yes,
Silence
okay.
the Musical, but it's an all offal dinner. So, you know, imagine the insides of the animal coming out. It's really delicious. If you've never tried it before, liver, brains.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that. As so, long as no humans will be consumed.
No humans will be consumed during the process of this event.
Good.
But also this Sunday coming up is Art, Food, and Roots. This is a benefit for Urban Roots. And it's a teaching farm and AmeriCorps project. And we have some of our most talented chefs in the area coming together for this very special fundraiser and dinner. We've got Blend Catering. We've got Chef Clint Jolly from Great Time Catering. We have the chef from Jackrabbit Moon in Truckee, all coming down to Reno in a beautiful setting at Urban Roots. You can find out more about this event at renobitesweek.com and all of these great businesses at yelp.com/weekly_Yelp. See you next week.